July in Las Vegas. Daytime temperatures well over 100, giving way to evenings illuminated by the lights and sounds of the Strip. All the while, here on the campus of UNLV, NBA Summer League brings stars on the rise to the Thomas and Mack Center and the Cox Pavilion. And it was 2004 when we saw the first Las Vegas Summer League, which has grown into a full festival of hoops here in the desert. I'm Lawrence Scott, and on this day one coverage of NBA Summer League in Vegas here on Warriors Sound, we bring in the founder of Las Vegas Summer League, Warren LeGarry, the broker of happiness, an agent and a true connector. And we start by going back to the very beginning.
So what made you bring this to the desert?
You know, there was a lot of basketball already going on here, and a lot of my coaches felt that this would be the place where, since you already have players here, it would be in sort of an easy do. And the mindset was that they were missing something here. They wanted to have something special. And when you look around the different cities, you have hotels, you have restaurants, you have all the conveniences, and also flights. It's cheaper to come here. So a lot of the things that came together just suggested, you know, we should take a shot here.
Since 2004, it's become a festival of hoops, as we like to say here in the desert, full of technology and new opportunities to share the game, even like what we're looking at right here, a Samsung interface where you can actually watch the players and the history of the league on a video display system.
Well, our idea is that you want to keep it fresh and exciting. You don't want people to go, oh, here we go again. And by having, you know, first of all, I'm a fan. And I want to see new things. I want to be a part of this. I want to learn. And the other part of this is we're trying to also make the game better. How can we get people together so that they can bring ideas and see the game in a different way? And that's the reason a lot of Europeans are here, and we embrace some of their ideas or suggestions. And, you know, we want to build a community. There's been a lack of community. And when you get people together and you get them for a common purpose, you know, really good things can happen. And that's what we've seen. Fortunately, that's what sort of resulted from us putting the league on here.
When you look at the 2013 highlights when the Warriors won NBA Summer League, shortly thereafter the next year, they're in the NBA Finals beating the Cavs. And the history that happens in Summer League sort of mirrors what happens a little bit later in the NBA, it seems.
Well, you know, if teams really put their mind to something and they really want to build a winning culture, here's where you build hope and optimism. This is where people start to believe in a culture, because you start seeing the basic ingredients come, you know, start to germinate and come together, and then ultimately start creating something special. But I think the one thing that you can see is here the competition is so fierce. You'll know whether or not you have an NBA player on your roster when they clearly separate themselves from the clutter out there, because they're going up against some legitimate competition. And that's the other thing that I think teams are starting to understand. You know, here you can really temper your guys and find out if they have the real deal in them.
Warren, one last thing. Looking at how it's also become a symposium, and guys like Larry Kuhn are involved helping explain the salary cap, and it's an educational program also now going on concurrently with the basketball action.
You know, we've always felt, obviously, the obligation to grow talent on the court. That's an obvious. That's a given. And that's something that people see. But sometimes there's games behind the games. And that's it. For us, that's always been the management. The people are eventually going to be in control of the talent on the court. And you certainly want them to grow in relationship to the abilities of the players. And you want to give them new insights into the game or directions or things that they feel they can make the game better. So we're always trying to bring some educational aspect to it. We have an enrichment program. This year we're doing advanced technologies, the fatigue science people coming in and talking about how sleep can help enhance performance. We're also bringing Alex McKechnie, who is one of the premier trainer physician out there, who can also has improved the game. He gets players on the court faster in case of an injury, and also the big emphasis now is injury prevention. So we're always trying to find different ways that, you know, we can educate the people in it, because ultimately that translates into making the game better.
It's eerie being here in the Thomas and Mack Center in the calm before the storm on the Friday afternoon before any of the games are played, but it's going to be an exciting week plus here.
If you say it's calm, just don't put this thing up next to my heart, because this thing is beating faster than a Roto-Rooter deal clearing a pipe somewhere. But no, look, this is the anxiety time. This is no matter what, we don't we see ourselves as pro athletes too. We know we got a show to put on, and we know it's close to game time, and we're in here making sure that we're prepared, we're ready to put on the greatest summer league show on earth.
Let's enjoy the show. Warren, thank you.
My pleasure.
So as we continue along the concourse here at the Thomas and Mack Center on the campus of UNLV, and you think about what Summer League represents, new technologies, plus the game, plus educating kids on the finer points of the game, as well as the history of the NBA and Summer League, we come across Solid Shot and a familiar face, Scooter Barry, whose dad, Rick, a Warriors legend, and Scooter and his brothers with huge histories in the game, and we love to catch up with you. And as we see what Solid Shot is set up here to do, explain to us how you perfect your shot with technology.
Lawrence, good to see you, first of all. We're very excited. So Solid Shot is a smart sleeve that gives you instant feedback and analytics. So once you take a shot, we map what your arm is doing when you shoot, and we allow you to then judge whether or not that's the shot you want to have and lock that in so that the next time you shoot, we guide you to repeat that. If you break form, we also show you exactly where your form was broken, like your elbow was too far out or your arm was too low, and we guide you to get it back to the proper position to be repeating your shot consistently.
When you train to, let's say, just shoot free throws, how can this level of focus be something that's kind of a key to really actually perfecting something?
It is imperative. So everyone knows the outliers 10,000 rule. We think that when you're getting instant feedback and guidance on every rep, we can cut that down into a third of the time. Because having you identify what you just did and correct it immediately eliminates you going down the path of developing the bad habit. So as you said, free throws is a perfect example. The rim distance doesn't change, the height doesn't change, there's no defense. So you should be able to do a routine that's repetitive over and over again to be able to shoot at least 75 to 80% consistently.
Have you guys mapped out a increase in percentages on, let's say, like high school or even college age kids that are using this?
Yeah, we did a test with Maryland University last year, and the four players that used the sleeve had an average increase of 12% in their in-game free throw percentage from the year before.
Why is being here at Summer League a good entree to sharing what the Solid Shot smart sleeve is and can be for not just young players, but even rising NBA stars?
The idea is that the NBA stars are the people that we emulate, and the kids look up to them. And so if we can show how it works with someone that elevated and elite, then we can certainly help the kids learn properly in the beginning of their careers so they don't have to go through multiple changes and can reach their highest potential as a shooter from young age to high school and on to college, and if they're lucky enough to play further.
Now, with full disclosure, it may seem like we were just walking on the concourse and just came across Scooter, but he was on the scene at Stephen Curry Select Camp the other day. We were talking about that you would be here in Vegas, and I'm so glad to see this here in person.
Yeah, and we're excited to be here. Warren and Albert put on a tremendous show, and to be a part of it is an honor. To be able to talk and mingle with these NBA players, coaches, and GMs and have an input on how we can help them get better has been a dream for our company, and we want to open this up to the general public, and we're offering a consumer product that'll be available on SolidShot.com starting July 13th, and you can go on and get your order in now and be one of the first to have your Solid Shot sleeve.
Thanks so much, Scooter. And as we continue our tour here at the Thomas and Mack Center, they're getting things set up for NBA Summer League 2016, we run across Kyle Gerby, who for the past several years has run the conference programming at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. And first of all, what brings you here to NBA Summer League in Las Vegas, straight from Boston?
Well, I met Warren at this past Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, and I was just blown away by what he was doing out here in Las Vegas from the point of view of the analytical programs he's using to push the envelope, the technological sponsors he's bringing in, and just all the different ways he's using Las Vegas as somewhat of a testing ground for things they're doing in the NBA but are too afraid to roll out as of yet. So got to chatting with Warren about it, and then he invited me out here, fortunately enough for myself, to check it out, see if there's anything that I could suggest in terms of from a programming point of view, whether that's bringing in people looking for jobs, people bringing in new technologies that aren't quite to commercialization yet, just anything from the Sloan point of view that we could bring to Summer League and help them kind of expand the robust offering they have around basketball here.
It's become such a big event there and a place for folks to meet and mingle. What about that conference has worked so well, and why will we see more of this analytics content coming to events like NBA Summer League?
Well, I think first and foremost, something that's helped the conference grow is just the fact that analytics and technology are just opening a new frontier in sports as we see it, especially in basketball. So just the fact that you have this expanding world of teams that need people working analytics, as well as people who are interested in learning about analytics and coming out of school every year, whether that's advanced degrees, going back to school, or just the thousands of kids coming out every year with computer science or math degrees, they're finally seeing that, hey, as a nerd who played sports when I was younger, but I can actually still stay in sports even though I never grew past 5'5". And that's just creating this great two-sided economy where all the teams are seeking after these people and just going after them as hard as they can. And at the same time, you have an inflow of just thousands of legitimate candidates looking for these jobs. So the conference kind of came to be at the nexus of both of those things and grew out of that.
It's amazing because it's not just mathematics majors who are taking part in these conferences. How have you seen specifically Sloan's influence seep into NBA culture as it relates to something you saw actually at the conference?
Well, it's been a long climb, and Daryl Morey can talk about that better than anyone, going from the nerd on the outside to the guy who's now looked at as someone who's pushing the envelope of the good things that you want to do. And unfortunately, with analytics, it's when something goes wrong, you can either say it's because of the analytics or it's because they didn't use enough analytics. And so just the fact that we have Sloan as a proving ground, that you get all these smart people together, not just with other stat nerds, but with GMs, with former players, with coaches, people who actually played the game at a high level, and basically Sloan has come to be somewhat of a, like I said, a proving ground. It gives legitimacy to being a stat nerd, and it also brings people together from both sides so that the stat nerds can understand, okay, here's how I actually present my findings to make a difference at the team, the organization, or the league level.
Well, we saw the team near and dear to our hearts, represented by Sammy Gelfand and Kent Lacob up on the stage accepting a big award at the Sloan Conference, and certainly great to see the Warriors' on-court success also recognized at a conference like that.
Absolutely. And something that made us give the Warriors the best sports analytics organization was not just the fact they use analytics as well as any team in the NBA, it's the fact they're always pushing the envelope, whether that comes to sleep science, you know, wearable technology, just making sure that, sure, anyone can crunch numbers and use analytics to write a story they want to write, but that the Warriors are always on the forefront of the technological side of things, which too often teams aren't. They don't want to make the investments. So just to see the Warriors always being out there, being the first buyers of the new technology, wanting to prove how it works and figure out how it works before any other team does, they're almost becoming the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference of the NBA, where they are the proving ground now. You have a few teams like them, the Rockets, and a couple others that are just constantly pushing that envelope and trying to find that edge before anyone else has, and clearly it's led to some significant success for the Warriors.
Hey, have a great summer league. Thanks so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, that's day one here at NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. We're on the campus of UNLV, and things are just getting underway. On the scene with Warrior Sound, I'm Lawrence Scott.